dedicating to photography from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
On this episode of Artbeat, we learn how you can lend your hand to one of Winona's largest pieces of public art this Saturday. Winona's outdoor mural project is in full swing. It's an endeavor initiated by the River Arts Alliance in collaboration with Hiawatha Band Communications. Keep listening to learn more about this great Minnesota Legacy-funded project. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Artbeat. Welcome to Artbeat. We have Bernadette Mahfood with us speaking about the HBC Fence Project and what it is. And you might not have even heard about it, but it's through the River Arts Alliance. We're also going to learn about who, what, where, when, why the River Arts Alliance exists. So welcome to the program, Bernadette.
Thank you very much.
And why don't we get started with what is the HBC Fence Art Project?
The HBC Fence Project is to put public art on the fence the whole length of Main Street, and then I guess we call it Front Street facing the river. And it has three components. The first is murals that will actually depict the history of communication. And that was one of the things that we worked out with HBC. The community will be involved in the mural part on June 27th. From 10 to 2 at the Hiawatha Valley Marine Shelter, which is...
Where is that?
Yeah, I know. That's the one hardly anybody knows about.
Yeah.
It's at the end of Dakota Street on the West Lake.
Okay.
It's the only shelter on the West Lake. So we will have the paint-in, the mural paint-in, on June 27th. And there'll be six of them to begin with. We're going to do half of the fence on Main Street. So that's 60 feet of fence.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Six murals, and there'll be images on them that Julia Crozier will paint on afterward, after the murals dry from the paint-in. And then I'll be doing these large flowers using materials from Winona Canoe and Current Designs. They're the punch-outs from the kayaks and the sides of the canoes. When they press the canoes into the mold, there's this long piece. And some of those will become the stems and the leaves of the flowers and critters along the bottom of the fence. And then the third part is two mosaics this time. There'll be six mosaics altogether, and they'll be 16 inches wide and 8 feet tall that Monta May is going to do. And this will probably take until October, November, before we get this whole piece done.
So whose idea was it, and why was the thought put out, hey, we should have a mural?
Initially, we had talked to HBC, actually a few years ago, about doing some artwork around their building, maybe on their building or on the fence. At first, we talked about the building and the way they are doing the stucco on the building to, you know, bring it up to making it look nice and preserving the old brick that's there, because that's an old building. It wouldn't work at all on that surface, or even to hang something on it. So then it was, what about the fence? And at that point, the fence was 6 feet tall and actually needed to be replaced. And this has just been an idea that's been floating around and going back and forth on what we might do. So then we, in discussion with HBC, we came up with the idea of the history of communication, since they are a communications company, and start from the earliest images we can think of to the most modern.
So, for example, you have a woman speaking.
Right. We have speaking. We have petroglyphs. And, of course, I hope we can include some of the images from our closest petroglyphs here are in Lamoille. I don't know if they exist anymore, but back 20, 30 years ago, there were lots of pictures, or even farther back, there were lots of pictures taken of what those petroglyphs look like. They think some of the earliest people who lived here used the cave where these were found. I mean, I find that really interesting. And then Yeah, everything to carrier pigeons, a telephone, you know, a circuit board, airplanes.
So basically the background of these will be painted, however, with a myriad of colors, like you're saying, and then Julia Crozier will black outline on top of
these images on top of that. Right.
Great. What other artists are involved?
Well, Mary Singer was involved in the original brainstorming of what kind of images to put on these murals. She also did the illustration that I used when we presented this for the legacy grant that we got to do this. And we received $10,000. HBC put in the 20% match, which is $2,000. So this part of the fence is costing altogether, paying the artist and the installation, $12,000.
That's great.
Yeah.
And River Arts Alliance is responsible for this?
River Arts Alliance, yes. And River Arts Alliance, previously, before it became River Arts Alliance, is the same group of people, artists and other art supporters who put together the Blue Heron Statue Project that we have in Winona.
That's right.
And so this is the same group of people who are putting together River Arts Alliance that now has their own nonprofit status and works with the city to do the Family Art Day every year. So it's been the same group of people doing the Family Art Day. Montemay, who's doing the mosaics, does a mosaic project with the kids at Family Art Day. Julia Crozier does these murals. And for my part, I mean, they're doing something that they already do, only larger. And for me, using the material from Winona Canoe, I'm using the same techniques that I use in my glass, only I'm using this
other material
and big.
And
which
so
is fun.
People who don't know, you do fused glass.
I do fused glass, right. So when I do the fused glass, I'm cutting glass and layering it up and fusing it. In this case, it's just making the design of the flower. And anyone who saw the Winona Post picture in the paper, on the fence, we kind of hung the three of the flowers that we think we're going to use. One of them is a huge red daisy with a yellow center. And that's all material from Winona Canoe.
River Arts Alliance was formed when?
Well, we got our nonprofit status last year, but River Arts Alliance has been working probably for the last 4 or 5 years.
And how would somebody become involved with River Arts Alliance, and what exactly do they do?
Well, you could go to riverartsalliance.org, and we have a way to become a member, to become involved. The idea is to bring all the arts organizations in town together and the artists and have a place on our website and on our blog to promote your work, to work together. It'd be really great to have the arts organizations in town work together to get a really big grant like they have in Lanesboro. They're sort of our model and, you know, driving force, at least for...
They're doing really well.
They're doing really well.
Yeah.
They got some big money.
Yeah.
From, let's see, they have an Art Place grant.
Yeah, and they were also named one of the best art communities in the nation.
Right.
And Winona, I don't think, is very far behind.
We're not,
that.
Yeah. Actually, I think we're still a secret in a way.
Yeah. My motto has always been eat your art out, but that's just been mine.
Well, I mean, you know, there's no question. I mean, we have a world class art museum in Winona. The number of artists, I mean, when we have Family Art Day, the artists that we are able to find and I can bring to that event, I mean, they're all either working artists or professionals, or they teach. And at one time, I asked each of them how long they'd been involved in the arts. Well, when I add up 30, 35 artists' years of work, it's like 900 years of experience in art. You know, we're kind of bringing that, some of that, to this fence project, and certainly all the artists at Family Art Day. You know, it's another experience with art.
What are some other upcoming projects or things that the organization's working on currently?
Well, the two are this one and the Family Art Day, which is going to be September 5th. So maybe I'll come in and talk to you about that.
I think that would be awesome if you would come.
And, you know, we get Winona State, for Family Art Day, Winona State lends us 3 or 4 of their pottery wheels, and Ann Plummer.
Don't forget Ann.
Don't forget Ann. And, I mean, anybody can come down, not just kids, but anybody who wants to try their hand at throwing a pot on a wheel, it can be a real challenge. And so there's 3 or 4 artists that help you, you know, feel that and make a little pot, sort of get it centered. Last year we had at least 10 students from Winona State come down as volunteers. Many of them are art ed students. They just had a ball with the kids.
It'll be here sooner than you think.
It'll be here sooner than you think.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Isn't the River Arts Alliance involved with the Art Walk as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that happens twice a year, doesn't it?
Well, there's the Art Tour, which has existed for 15 years and involves all of Southeast Minnesota, artists all over Southeast Minnesota. The Art Walk is just in Winona, usually the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Okay. And it will be again. Yes. So they've been supporters of that as well.
Is there a Facebook page for the mural project or just the riveraartsalliance.org?
Just the blog.
Right now?
Okay. Right now.
Well, we'll keep our eyes out. And you said the 27th is the day?
June 27th, 10 to 2.
Okay.
Come down in old clothes, help paint the murals. Anybody in the community, adults, kids.
And that's the Small Lake Shelter.
That's the Small Lake Shelter. Off of Dakota Street.
Well, I think the community should get out and try their hand at painting. You don't have to be a pro to do it.
No, so. You can say you had a hand in painting
our first mural.
Our first mural in Winona. Well, there's been murals, but this one is more
public outdoor mural.
Outdoor mural kind
of
thing.
Gotcha. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks again to Bernadette Mahfood from River Arts Alliance for visiting with us on Art Beat. More information on River Arts Alliance and the Hiawatha Band Communications Fence Project can be found at riverartsalliance.org and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tensett, and you've been listening to Art Beat.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.